This is the Book of Galatians paraphrase. Why a new paraphrase? To date, all translations, including Messianic Hebrew root-style translations, fail to translate key Hebrew idioms, causing the same confusion concerning the place of Torah in a believer's walk to remain largely unresolved in the Apostle Paul's letters. This translation, or this paraphrase actually, resolves that confusion by translating the meaning of the Hebrew idioms into English so that the reader of the text or the hearer of this podcast can understand the text in the same way the Israeli believers coming out of the temple-based Judaism of the first century would have understood it. Hebrew culture, as an American culture, uses idioms to convey commonly understood concepts with language pictures. And so now we go to chapter 1 of the book of Hebrews. The paraphrase. This is written by the Apostle Paul in the year 49. Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. Shaul, which means Paul, an emissary, which means apostle. Shaul, an emissary, not from men, nor through man, but through Messiah Yahusha and Yahweh the Father, who raised him from the dead, and to the brothers and sisters who are with me to the assemblies of Galatia. Favor to you and shalom from Yahweh the Father and our Master, the Messiah Yahusha. And by the way, on this website, TNT, or Jews for Yeshua, they use Yeshua. Favor to you and shalom from Yahweh the Father and our Master, the Messiah Yahusha. Galatians 1:4, who gave himself for our Torah violations, so that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of Yahweh, our Elohim and Father, to whom be honor forever and ever. May it be so even as I have spoken it. I am amazed that you are turning away so soon from him who called you into the favor of Yahweh's anointed, unto a corrupted version of the good message, which is not a different message, but there are some who are troubling you, and who want to distort that good message of the Messiah. Verse 8. But even if we, or a messenger from the sky, preach to you any other version of the good message to you, other than what we have preached to you, let them be excommunicated. And as we have said before, so now I am saying again, if anyone preaches any other variation of the good message other than what you have received from us, let him be excommunicated. So by this, am I persuading men or Yahweh? Am I seeking to please men? For if I were still seeking to please men, then I would not be a servant of Yahweh's anointed one. But I make known to you, brothers and sisters, that the good message which was preached by me is not according to the will or design of man, for I neither received it from man nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of the Messiah, Yahusha. For you have heard of my form of conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the assembly of Yahweh beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, for I was exceptionally more devoted and diligent in my pursuit of and in the furtherance of the traditions of my fathers. Galatians 1:15. But when it pleased Yahweh, who separated me from my mother's womb, and who called me through his favor, to reveal his Son through me, that I might preach him among the nations, I did not immediately, with men made of flesh and blood, to debate the validity of what was revealed to me, or to compare views, V-I-E-W-S, comparing views, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were emissaries prior to me, but I went to Arabia, and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, or Kepha, and remained with him for 15 days. And I saw none of the other emissaries except James, or Yaakov, the Master's brother, Messiah's brother, Yaakov. Now concerning the things which I am writing to you about, I declare before Yahweh that I am not lying. And after this I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and no one among the assemblies in Messiah in the region of Judah knew me by face. But they heard only this about me, that he who had previously persecuted us is now preaching the faith that he had once tried to destroy. And they honored Yahweh. They honored Yahweh for this testimony in me. Galatians 2:1. Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and also took Titus with me. And I went up by revelation and communicated to them the good news or good message which I preach among the nations. But I took aside to a separate place those who appear to be thinkers or people of influence, so that the race I had run up to this point and the race that I would continue to run from this point would not at all be for nothing. 3. Not even Titus, who was with me, who himself was a Greek, felt any requirement to be circumcised for participation in the sacrifices, in the Amplified, for participation in the sacrifices. But this situation arose because of evil brothers and sisters who came in without our awareness, and who came in to spy out our freedom, which we have in the death and the resurrection of the Messiah Yahusha, so that they might bring us into submission, that is, submission to the former order of remission for sin. Verse 5. And to whom we did not yield or submit to even for an hour, so that the good message might continue with you. But from those who appeared to be somebody, whoever they were, it made no difference to me, for Yahweh does not discriminate against any man, and those who were presenting themselves as somebody did not do anything to enlighten me. Now let's look at note 2, and we'll come back to Galatians 2:7. Note 2 is from Maasa, or Acts, chapter 10, verse 25, 10:25 of Maasa, and as Kepha was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Kepha took him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself also am a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together, and he said unto them, "You know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man, that is a Jew, to keep company or come into one of another nation. But Yahweh has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean." Now back to Galatians chapter 2, verse 7. But just the opposite, when the brothers and sisters saw that the good message to those who do not participate in the Levitical sacrifices had been committed to me, as even the good message for those who do participate in the Levitical sacrifices had been committed to Kepha, or Peter. Verse 8. For Yahweh, who worked effectively in Kepha as the emissary to those who participate in the Levitical sacrifices, also worked effectively in me toward the people of the nations. And when Yaakov, or James, and Kepha, or Peter, and Yochanan, or John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the favor that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas, the right hand of fellowship, to go to the people of the nations, while they themselves go to those who participate in the Levitical sacrifices. Verse 10, and also that we should remember the poor, the very thing which I was also eager to do. 11, but when Kepha had come to Antioch, I had to confront him to his face because of an error he had made. For before certain men sent from Yaakov had arrived, I noticed that Kepha would eat in table fellowship with the proselytes from the nations who had converted to the Melchizedek order through faith in Messiah, but that when these men sent from Yaakov had arrived, Kepha withdrew and separated himself, being alarmed by those Jewish believers who continued to participate in the Levitical sacrifices. The book of Acts, or Maasa 15:1. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren, and said, "Except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved." When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about that question. That was from Acts chapter 15. Now we'll continue on in Galatians chapter 2. For before certain men sent from Yaakov had arrived, I noticed that Kepha would eat in table fellowship with the proselytes. Galatians 2:13, and the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with this hypocrisy. 14, but when I saw that they were not up front and open about the truth of the good message of Messiah's coming, I said to Kepha before them all, "If you as a Judean, who formerly participated in the Levitical sacrifices for the remission of sin, now live out your faith like a convert from the nations, who no longer participate in the sacrifices, in a manner no longer resembling a Judean, then how can you compel the people of the nations to continue to live as those Judeans still live?" Note 4, and in a manner no longer resembling a Judean, then how can you compel the people of the nations to continue to live as though Judeans still live? That is, according to all the oral traditions and customs that you would expect only a person who lives under the Levitical sacrifices to perform, such as the custom of not eating at the same table as a person of the nations who has not completely converted yet. Galatians 2:15. We who are Jews by nature and not Torah violators from among the people of the nations, we know that a man is not acquitted or pardoned through the Levitical sacrifices, but by faith in the Messiah Yahusha, so that even we, now as believers in the Messiah Yahusha, as the believing proselytes, might now also be acquitted and pardoned through faith in him and his sacrificial death and spirit, or Ruach, and his sacrificial death and spirit-empowered resurrection, and not through the Levitical sacrifices. For through the Levitical order of sacrifices can no flesh be pardoned or acquitted. 17. But if, while we seek to be pardoned and acquitted through Messiah, we ourselves are found to be guilty of violating Torah, does that make the Messiah a servant of sin? Absolutely not. 18. For if I rebuild those things which I destroyed, I will make myself a Torah violator all over again. Verse 19. For I, through the Torah, died to the law of sin, so that I might live my life now for Yahweh. Or in the King James it says, for I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto Yahweh. So once again we'll look at the paraphrase. For I, through the Torah, died to the law of sin, so that I might live my life now for Yahweh. And verse 20, for my fleshly desires have been impaled, even as Messiah was impaled, so that it is no longer I and my fleshly nature that lives, but the Messiah who lives in me. And the life I now live in this body, I now live through faith in the Son of Yahweh, who loved me and voluntarily offered himself for me. Now let's look at note 5, as found in Yeshayahu chapter 53, Isaiah 53:11. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied, for by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. So the Messiah is bearing your iniquities if you repent and confess your sin to him. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. That was from Yeshayahu 53. Now we'll go back to Galatians chapter 2, verse 21. And I do not set aside the unmerited favor of Yahweh by saying this, for if righteousness concerning my past Torah violations comes through the Levitical order of sacrifices, then Messiah's death was for nothing. And that was the last verse of Galatians chapter 2. Now we're going to go to Galatians chapter 3 for the paraphrase, the Hebrew paraphrase of Galatians 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who has deceived you so that you should not obey the truth, or this truth, before whose eyes the Messiah, Yahusha, was clearly portrayed among you as impaled or crucified? 2. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Ruach, the Spirit, at Shavuot? Pentecost, that's a parenthetical insertion, at Shavuot, Pentecost, through the offering of an animal sacrifice at the temple, or did you receive the Ruach, the Spirit, through faith, and the Amplified, in what you heard about Yahusha's death and resurrection? Or did you receive the Ruach, the Spirit, through the offering of an animal sacrifice at the temple, or did you receive the Spirit through faith in what you heard about Yahusha's death and resurrection? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect through the flesh of animals? Have you endured all of your great suffering for nothing, if indeed it has all been for nothing? 5. Therefore, he who has provided the Spirit to you, and who has worked miracles among you, does he do it through the Levitical sacrifices, or does he do it through faith in what you heard about Yahusha's death and resurrection? For just as Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was accounted to him as righteousness, even so it is so here. And then we'll go to note 6. This righteousness came while Abraham was under the priestly order of Melchizedek, about 4 centuries prior to the giving of the priestly order after Levi, and acted upon by Abraham through his faith when offering up his own son Isaac, or Yitzhak. That was note 6 here, the paraphrase. Then we're going to Galatians 3:7. Therefore know that only those who are of this faith are sons of Abraham. Verse 8, and the scriptures, foreseeing that Yahweh would pardon and acquit the nations by the same faith, for Abraham himself was a Gentile when he received the promise, preached the good message to Abraham ahead of time, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. Verse 9, so then those who are of this faith are blessed with Abraham, who also believed in the Messiah's coming. Note 7 is from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17. Hebrews 11, and that goes with, so then those who are of this faith are blessed with Abraham, who also believed in the Messiah's coming. Now over to Hebrews 11, 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Yitzhak, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Yitzhak shall thy seed be called, accounting that Yahweh was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Yitzhak blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Now Galatians 3:10. For as many as partake in the Levitical order of sacrifices remain under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do all the things written in the scroll of the Torah. Going to note 8. The Torah provides blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience in Deuteronomy chapter 28, or Deuteronomy 28. But under the Brit Kadashah, or the New Covenant, but under the Brit Kadashah, promised through Jeremiah, or Jeremiah 31:31, the curse is no longer removed through the blood of animals as before, but through the blood of the Messiah, Yahusha, who took the curse upon his own sinless body. Going back to Galatians 3:10, for as many as partake in the Levitical order of sacrifices remain under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do all the things written in the scroll of the Torah. And verse 11, and that no one is pardoned and acquitted through the Levitical sacrifices is evident, for the pardoned and acquitted shall live through faith. Faith in what? In Yahusha's death and resurrection. Verse 12 in the King James Version now in Galatians says, 3:12, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. And by the way, man is capitalized, the man that doeth them shall live in them. So in 3:12 in the paraphrase, and the sacrifices after the order of Levi are not of Abraham's faith, though the man who has done them in the past shall live as a result of their faithful adherence to that former covenant. But in verse 13, but it is through the Messiah and his voluntary self-sacrifice that we have now been delivered from the curse by taking the curse upon himself on our behalf. For as it is written again, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. 14, all so that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the people of the nations through the Messiah, Yahusha, so that we might all receive the promise of the Ruach, the Spirit, through faith. Faith in him and his sacrificial death. 15. Brothers and sisters, let me provide an example from a human perspective. And in the King James Version in 3:15, brethren, I speak after the manner of men. In the paraphrase, brothers and sisters, let me provide an example from a human perspective. In 3:15, brothers and sisters, let me provide an example from a human perspective. Take even a human covenant made between two men, how that once it has been agreed to, neither party to the covenant can make it void or add anything to it. 16, and so it is here, for to Abraham and his seed were the promises of the covenant made. And Yahweh did not say, and to your descendants, as in many seeds, but concerning the one descendant, quote, and to your seed, unquote, who is the Messiah. Galatians 3:17, and so this I say, that the Levitical sacrifices and tabernacle introduced 430 years after the covenant and promises given to Abraham cannot void that covenant previously agreed to and confirmed between Abraham and Yahweh concerning his coming anointed one, to cause that Abrahamic covenant and promise to become useless or of no effect. Galatians 3:18, for if the inheritance was to be through the Levitical order, it would no longer be of the promise given through the Abrahamic covenant, but Yahweh gave the inheritance to Abraham through the promise that he made with Abraham. But Yahweh gave the inheritance to Abraham through the promise that he made with Abraham. 19. What purpose did the sacrificial law after the order of Levi serve, or Levi serve? It was necessary to add, because of Torah violations, at least until the seed could arrive, the seed being Messiah, the seed could arrive to whom the covenant and promise had been made, and that had been appointed through heavenly messengers by the hand of a mediator. Looking at note 9 now, let's look at Hebrews 9:14-15. How much more shall the blood of Messiah, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to Yahweh, how much more shall he purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living Yah? And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, or New Covenant, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. And for where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. That was Hebrews chapter 9, and then Hebrews 10. For the law, in other words, the sacrificial law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices of the Levitical priesthood, which continually make the comers therefore perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will. O Yah, that's found in Isaiah 40, verses 6 and 7. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O Yahweh. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified, or set apart, through the offering of the body of Yahushua HaMashiach once for all. That was Hebrews chapter 10. Now back to Galatians chapter 3, and this is verse 20. Now a mediator does not mediate for only one party in a covenant, but for two. Yahweh is the one, and Abraham the other, parenthetically. Abraham is the other party. 21. Are the Levitical sacrifices ordained after the order of Levi then against the promises of Yahweh? Absolutely not. Are the Levitical sacrifices ordained after the order of Levi against the promises of Yahweh? Absolutely not. For if there had been a sacrificial law given under the order of Levi that could have given resurrection of life from the grave, then certainly righteousness regarding our past Torah violations would have been through that priestly order. In Romans 3:25, when Yahweh has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of past sins, not future sins, through the forbearance of Yahweh. Now Galatians 3:22, and the scriptures declare that all have embraced sin, but this promise, through faith in the death and the resurrection of the Messiah, Yahushua, is available to all who believe. Note 11, and thereby not limited in availability to just those who participate in the geographically limited location of the temple in Jerusalem. So let's hear that 3:22 again, paraphrase, and the scriptures declare that all have embraced sin, but this promise, with a capital P, this promise through faith in the death and resurrection of the Messiah, Yahushua, is available to all who believe. Galatians 3:23, but before this faith in Yahusha's sacrificial death and resurrection had arrived, we were kept safe under the Levitical order and embraced by it as a mother embraces her child to her breast for the faith which would later be revealed. 24, therefore, the Levitical sacrifices acted as our tutor to lead us to Messiah so that we could become ultimately pardoned and acquitted through faith in his sacrificial death made after the priestly order of Melchizedek. 25, but now that faith through our Savior, Yahusha's death and resurrection has come, we are no longer under the tutor. 26, and you are now all sons of Yahweh through faith in the Messiah, Yahusha, and his death and resurrection. 27, for as many of you as were immersed under the water into Messiah, you have now been clothed with Messiah. You have now been clothed with Messiah. Note 12, like Adam and Eve, or Adam and Hava, were clothed with the skin of the burnt sacrifices provided in Scripture as our first picture of Yahusha's coming sacrificial death. Galatians 3:28, where there is no longer Jew nor Greek, for you are all now all Israelites, and where there is neither slave nor free, for we are all now to be slaves to righteousness and free from sin, and where there is neither male nor female, for all can now enter into the set-apart place, the Mikodesh, or the pure place, through the blood of Yahusha. So let's hear that thought again. Where there is no longer Jew or Greek, and where there is neither slave nor free, for we are all now to be slaves to righteousness and free from sin, and where there is neither male nor female, for all can now enter into the set-apart place. All can enter in to the set-apart place through the blood of Yahusha, for you are all now one flesh in Messiah Yahusha, as even Adam and Hava were one flesh prior to the fall. And the final verse of chapter 3, verse 29. And if you belong to the Messiah, Yahusha, then you are a descendant of Abraham and an heir according to the covenant and promise given to him. Galatians chapter 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is to eventually become master over everything, but is under tutors and governors until the appointed time of the Father. In the same way, when we were children, we were in slavery to the immature things of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, Yahweh sent forth his Son, who was born through a woman, and who was born under the Levitical order and sacrifices, in order to purchase through his blood those who were under the blood of that priestly order, so that we might receive the adoption of sons through him. And because you are sons, Yahweh has sent forth the Ruach, the Spirit of his Son, into the deepest part of your being, so that you can now cry out to him, My Father, my Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if you are a son, then you are an heir of Yahweh through his anointed one, the Messiah, Yahusha. Even as when you did, Galatians chapter 4, 8, even as when you did not know Yahweh, when you were serving these things, which by nature are not Elohim, Yahweh. But now after you have come to know Yahweh, the one true Elohim, or perhaps I should say, now that Yahweh has come to know you, how is it that you desire to return and yield yourselves to powerless, inadequate things again? Galatians 4:8, the King James. How be it then, when you knew not Yahweh, or did service unto them which by nature are no Elohim, but now, after that you have known Yahweh, or rather are known of Yahweh, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? How turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? To observe, now back at the paraphrase, in verse 10. To observe day after day, month after month, season after season, and year after year, those things which cannot benefit you. I am afraid for you, and possibly my gift of labor has been poured out to you for nothing. Let's look again at the King James there in Galatians 4:10, you observe days and months and times and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Then the paraphrase, to observe day after day, month after month, season after season, and year after year, those things which cannot benefit you. Verse 11, I am afraid of you that possibly my gift of labor has been poured out to you for nothing. 12, brothers and sisters, I urge you to become as I am, for I am as you are, and you have not injured me at all. 13, and you know that from the beginning I have preached the good message to you despite my physical weaknesses, and that my trial which was in my body you did not despise or reject, but you received me as you would have received a heavenly messenger, or even as you would have received the Messiah, Yahushua himself. 15, what happened then to the blessing that you enjoyed? For I testify as a witness that if possible at that time, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me, if it would have helped me. Have I therefore now become your enemy because I tell you the truth? 17. These things, they are extremely committed in their efforts to influence you to their position, but not for your good. Yes, they want to exclude you from fellowship with us so that you may become committed to their cause and so draw out people after themselves. 18, and please don't misunderstand me. It is always good to be committed to our utmost in all things if indeed they are good things, and not only when I am present with you, but also when I am away. 19, my little children, for whom I labor in birth again until the character of Messiah is formed in you. 20, I would also like to be present with you now and to change my tone. For I have doubts about you. So tell me, you who desire to be under the Levitical sacrifices, do you not hear the Torah? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by the slave woman and the other by the free woman. But he who was of the slave woman was born again, or rather was born according to the flesh. He who was of the slave woman was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman born through the promise. And these things are symbolic, for these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to the current system being yielded to, and which is represented by Hagar, the slave woman. For this slave woman, Hagar, is symbolic of Mount Sinai in Arabia. And this slave woman, Hagar, is symbolic of Mount Sinai in Arabia, and corresponds to the current-day Jerusalem, which remains in submission to the Levitical order of sacrifices with their children, or rather with her children. But the Jerusalem which is above is free, and is the mother of us all. As it is written, rejoice, O fertile womb, you who do not bear children, break open and shout, you who do not have birth pangs, for the empty womb has many more children than the womb of her who has a husband. And now we, brothers and sisters, as Yitzhak was, are children of the promise. Verse 20, but even as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the Ruach, even so it is now. And note 13, and even so it has been from the beginning, starting with Cain and Abel, who were brothers and sisters, one evil and one righteous. 30, but what do the scriptures say? Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not be co-heir with the son of the free woman. 31, so then, brothers and sisters, we are not children of the slave woman, but of the free woman. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, stand firmly, therefore, in the freedom by which Messiah has made us free, and do not be entangled again with that yoke of servitude. Indeed, I, Paul, or Shaul, say to you people of the nations, that if you participate in the Levitical order of sacrifices for the remission of your sins, then Messiah will be of no benefit to you. And I testify again to every man who participates in the Levitical order of sacrifices that he will become obligated to engage in the entirety of the sacrificial system at the temple. For you who are attempting to become pardoned and acquitted through the Levitical sacrifices, you will become strangers to Messiah and will fail from Yahweh's favor. You will fall from Yahweh's favor, rather. 5. For we through the Ruach are to eagerly await the hope of righteousness which comes through faith in Yahushua's death and resurrection. And 6. For in the Messiah Yahushua, neither sacrificing nor refraining from sacrifices empowers anybody, but only faith in Yahushua's sacrificial death, working through love. You ran well. Who prevented you? Who prevented you from obeying the truth? Note 14. We're going to go to 1 John 5, verses 2 and 3. And His commandments are love, would be the title of this. 1 John 5, by this we know that we love the children of Yahweh, when we love Yahweh and keep His commandments. For this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous or not burdensome. And then note 15 is found in Psalm 119. That's Tehillim 119, verse 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy Torah is the truth. That's Tehillim 119, verse 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy Torah is the truth. Then in note 15, the Torah is truth, found in, that was the one we just read. Psalm 119, 142, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and the Torah is the truth. The commandments are truth. Tehillim 119, verse 151. Thou art near, O Yahweh, and all thy commandments are truth. Thy word is truth. John 17, 17. We could almost recite that by heart. Set them apart through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Set them apart through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Yochanan 17, 17. And Yochanan 14, 6. Messiah saith unto him, I am the truth and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Galatians 5, 7. You ran well. Who prevented you from obeying the truth? 8. This persuasion does not come from Yahweh, who has called you. 9. It only takes a little yeast to ferment the whole lump of dough. And there's a reference, too, to the keeping of the Feast of Unleavened Bread in Galatians 5:9. It only takes a little yeast to ferment the whole lump of dough. And look also back to 1 Corinthians 5:7. Galatians 5:10, but I have confidence in you that through the Master you will have no other mindset, and that they who are bringing you trouble will carry Yahweh's condemnation upon themselves, whoever they may be. 11. And I, brothers and sisters, if I still preach conversion to the Levitical order, in other words, if I still preach, then why am I still persecuted? In other words, by those who continue partaking in the sacrifices, and still causing the tree at Calvary to be a stumbling block to them. And how I desire that those who are causing you trouble would cut themselves off. This phrase, cut themselves off, was intended as a pun to inference the act of circumcision that they were trying to impose on adult converts for the express purpose of engaging them in the sacrifices in Jerusalem. Galatians 5:12 again, how I desire that those who are causing you trouble would cut themselves off. 13. For you, my brothers and sisters, have been called to freedom, but do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the fleshly nature to arise, but through love serve one another. 14. For all the Torah is brought to completion in one word, and that is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. 15. But if you bite and devour one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another. I say then, walk in the Ruach, and you will not bring to completion the lusts of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are contrary to the desires of the Ruach, and the desires of the Ruach are contrary to the desires of the flesh. These are opposed to one another. So that you, when acting in the flesh, will ultimately fail to accomplish that which you desire to do in your Ruach, or in your spirit. But if you allow yourself to be led by the Ruach, then you will no longer be under the power of the law of sin. You'll no longer be under the law. If you allow yourselves to be led by the Spirit, then you will no longer be under the power of the law of sin. Galatians 5:19. First of all, from the King James in Galatians 5:19, Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, and so on with a list of sins and habits there. And then in the paraphrase, 519, and the works of the fleshly nature are obvious. For example, adultery, prostitution, and premarital relations, touching or consuming that which is unclean, unrestrained and undisciplined behavior. Verse 20, idol worship, sorcery, or pharmakia, sorcery, hatred, argumentivus, irrational jealousy, uncontrolled outburst of anger, selfish pursuits, divisions, false teachings. 21, envy, murder, drunkenness, wild partying, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, even as I have told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. Let's go to the King James again to finish up that. In verse 20, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. And that's one of the sin lists there in the scriptures in Galatians 5. And from the modern version there. And now back to Galatians 5:22 in the paraphrase, but the fruit of the Ruach is love, joy, shalom, patient endurance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, bridled behavior, and self-control. Against such there is no law. 24, and those who belong to Messiah have likewise impaled their flesh also with its passions and desires. For if we live in the Ruach, then we will also walk in the Ruach. And let us not become conceited and provoke one another to anger or envy one another. That was the end of Galatians chapter 5. From the Hebrew paraphrase of the book of Galatians, we now go to chapter 6, verse 1. Brothers and sisters, if a man is overtaken in an unintentional violation of Torah, then you who are spiritual, restore such a person. Restore such a person with an attitude of gentleness, considering your own weaknesses, so that you do not also fall into temptation. Bear one another's burdens, and so bring to completion the instruction of the Messiah in your life. And if anyone considers himself to be somebody when he is nobody, then he is deceiving himself. So let each person examine his own behavior first, and not just the behavior of others. And then he will have rejoicing in his change in behavior, and not just in another's. For every person shall bear their own burdens in life. And that footnote there is missing, by the way. Verse 6, and let him who is a student in the word share in all good things with he who teaches the word. Be not deceived. Yahweh is not mocked. For whatever a man plants, that will he also harvest. For he who plants to his flesh will of the flesh harvest corruption, but he who plants to his spirit will of the spirit harvest eternal life, or will of the Ruach harvest eternal life. Verse 9, and let us not grow tired while doing what is morally outstanding and right, for in the appointed season we will bring in the harvest if we do not lose hope. 10, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do that which is beneficial to all people, especially to those who are of the family of the faith. See with what large letters I have written to you with my own hand. So all these who desire to greatly impress you in the flesh, they are only trying to compel you to partake in the Levitical sacrifices, so that they may not suffer persecution for the cross or for the tree of Messiah. But not even those who are circumcised, those who perform or offer required sacrifices perfectly, but not even those who are circumcised, but only desire to have you circumcised, in other words, for conversion to modern human traditions or to the Levitical order, so that they may boast in your flesh and avoid persecution. 14, but Yahweh forbid that I should boast in anything other than in the impalement of the Messiah, our Savior, through whom the world is as impaled to me, and I to the world. For in the Messiah, Yahusha, neither the offering up of sacrifices, as many believing Jews still do, Paul says, nor refraining from the Levitical sacrifices, as the believers from among the nations now do, is of any consequence. For neither the offering up of sacrifices, or not offering them up, according to the Levitical system, is of any consequence. For it is only through the Messiah's death and resurrection that we become a new creation. And as many as walk according to this rule, shalom and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of Yahweh. From now on, let no one trouble me, for I have as evidence in my body the scars that I receive for my commitment to my master Yahusha. Brothers and sisters, the favor of our master, the Messiah Yahusha, be with your spirit. May it be so, even as I have spoken it. That is the end of the book of Galatians. And as we found out from reading the book of Galatians chapter 2, that this whole theme is about circumcision and about the Levitical sacrifices. The first chapter is just a preface, but the second chapter of Galatians actually clarifies what the entire theme of the book is about. And for example, 2:3, but neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And then we hear about Peter, chapter 2:11, but when Kepha was come in to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed, fearing them which were of the circumcision. Talking about the law of circumcision, the old covenant law, and the added laws as well, the law of sin and death. This is Stephan Yaw, and I have been reading to you from the paraphrase on the book of Galatians, the paraphrase written by Hezekiah Haas of TNTRevealed.com or JewsForYeshua.com. That's www.JewsForYeshua.com. I do not endorse the entire ministry on that website. And I do appreciate all the wonderful work, though, that has been done in the ways that we've qualified here. And thank you very much for being a good student. And the email address is StephanYah@yahvayahweh.name. To purchase or to acquire for free some of these translations, I don't have that material available in front of me right now, but I will offer that on the website, probably in text as well as in audio on the MP3s, and how you might get a hold of, say, for example, the Institute of Scripture Research from South Africa, the ISR translation there. I think it's ISR.org or something along that nature. There's many, many different methods you can find on the internet. You might Google blueletterbible.org, but there are many out there today that certainly not using Hebrew idioms, but not using the Hebrew names for our Heavenly Father. And a lot of people really appreciate that when these names and titles and words are changed back to their correct ones, and are in some cases more correct in the cases where we're not entirely certain. And so appreciate again your faithfulness to the study of Yahweh's Hebrew word and of the gospel, of his gospel, that he sent his son to die for us on the tree at Calvary 2,000 years ago, and this is really important, to not trust by works, but by faith. Faith only in his word, and in his word that he was, his son was offered for us as a offering for our sin, a sin offering, and for all the other wonderful things that he has done for us too, and the blessings that he has given us, the creation, the inheritance we have through him and through Abraham, that we are all children of Abraham, and that we have inherited those promises as well, wherever you are around the world. Thanks again for listening. May Yahweh be lifted up high above all. May Yahweh's name be lifted up. And we hope someday to be in touch with you in the future. Please be in touch with us then by encouraging us with an email. Let us know exactly how you're doing and how the studies are coming along, and what we might do to enhance your enjoyment or your appreciation or your study of the scriptures. Okay, once again, website is yahweh.name, and there'll be a button you can just push to go to the email. So, shalom for now.